Welcome. As an influencer, courtesy of SinuPrep for Kids Syrup, you have been granted exclusive access with Dr. Sears to get your pediatric questions answered. We are very happy to have you participate in today's call. Today, along with other like-minded peers, you will have the opportunity to ask questions and listen to one of America's leading pediatricians about children's health and wellness. Please remember that reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or parts of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments, which will be made available at www.bionoricausa.com. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Sears. Our next question will come from Sarah Kahn from Baltimore, Maryland. Your line is open. Please go.
Hi, Dr. Sears. I had a parent submit a question and saying that her son loves fruits and vegetables, which she thinks is great, but he doesn't seem to like to eat anything else anymore, and she just wants some ideas from you on what she can feed him.
Yeah, that's a great question. I got a similar question emailed to me earlier in the week. I get this question a lot. of course, it definitely depends on the age, but let's kind of take the usual picky 2 to 3 year old toddler that just is kind of saying no to a lot of stuff. I would say, you know, to be honest, of course, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, eating you know, healthy diet, whole grains, everything organic, it's all very, very important. Now, but if you have a kid, it sounds like this kid might have used to eat a lot of those things, but now is getting more picky. If that child spends the next couple of years not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, is there really going to be any long-term harm from that? I would say probably not. Yeah, it is healthy to have all those natural, you know, fruit and vegetable, what's called phytochemicals and natural ingredients in fruits and vegetables. It's much better for you to have those in your body, but are you truly going to notice a difference just from going through the picky year or two by not getting those? I don't think so. I think in practical terms, if you have a, you know, 2, 3 year old who's not eating very many fruits and vegetables for a couple of years, they're going to end up okay as long as you don't, you know, substitute it with junk. I think it's much better for a kid to not eat much at all than to just fill up on junk for the sake of calories. And what a lot of parents do is their kid won't eat their, you know, fruits and veggies, so instead you give them crackers for snacks or chips or bread things, you know, bready things, carbs. But they won't eat their chicken or fish for dinner, so you're giving them macaroni and cheese or, you know, pasta. What kids don't like pasta? What you're really doing is just filling your kids up on carbs, and you're giving them the message that you will substitute the good food, you know, the healthy food, you'll substitute it with, you know, convenient, yummy things that they'll eat. So they never learn a taste or get a habit or learn that they do need to kind of explore different tastes and eat what's on their plate. So what I do is with my kids during the picky months to years, we simply just kept eating, you know, my wife would make dinner, we'd have fruits and vegetables and snacks, there'd be healthy lunches and breakfast. The food would be there, and it was up to the kids whether or not they wanted to eat it. If they didn't want to eat, you know, what my wife made for dinner, oh, they just wouldn't eat. We never made them a substitute dinner. We gave them the message that this is what you eat. They would take a few bites, they might eat a little bit more of something they like a little better on the table, but we didn't make it a big deal. We took all the pressure off. We gave them the message we eat healthy foods that are good for us, they're going to make us strong, make us run fast, make our muscles strong. And we gave them that message, and it was up to them to eat it. Will your kids be okay if they're real picky and don't eat much the next couple of years? Yeah. And you're giving them the message that you're giving them a positive message about eating, that it's low pressure, and it's stuff that's going to help our bodies grow and be strong, and they'll grow into that. They'll mature, and they'll start eating these foods as they get older, almost guaranteed that they will. And then, of course, in the meantime, if you feel like you want to, you can sneak things in, you know, by grating or grinding or blending, you know, vegetables into sauces. And there's a lot of interesting ways you can sneak these things into kids, but you really don't need to stress about it, is my bottom line feeling on that. So So just go through the next years and make eating fun and no pressure, right, and they'll come around. I have a final question here. I think we can go over. It's a question about juice and, the ideas about whether or not to give kids juice. Juice is a lot of sugar. It's fruit sugar, so it's natural sugar, but it is a lot of sugar nonetheless. And I think if you're gonna go to the trouble to make your own juice, your natural juice, say you're juicing, like carrot apple juice or making your own homemade juices at home, that's great. You should enjoy that because the kids are getting the message that we're eating natural, drinking natural healthy stuff. But as far as just buying juices and have kids drinking them, I don't think you really need to do that. I would say that from your basic apple juice, cherry juice, those kinds of juices, any sort of mixed berry juices, I don't know that the nutrition is worth the sugar. We never really gave our kids those to drink much. Now, when you do it, definitely dilute the juice. Give them a 3/4 water, 1/4 juice, or half and half. But make it more like a treat, not like the regular thing that you drink. The best thing for kids to drink is just plain water. Get your kids drinking water during the toddler years, and they'll grow up not demanding juice all the time. Make juice a treat, like it's maybe with a meal or something, but no juice in between. I don't think juice is bad, of course, especially 100% natural juice. But just keep it to a minimum where it's not considered the regular thing to drink. And then, of course, definitely stay away from things that are not 100% juice. There's a lot of junk juices out there with artificial colors and additives and sugar. I mean, if you have to drink a juice with added sugar, that's just not the kind of juice you should be even buying. Make sure it's always 100% all natural juice. So thanks for that question. I think that's all the time we have for today. I appreciate everyone taking part and participating in the call. Some very interesting questions we had today. I think I'll hand it back over to our moderator.
Thank you for participating in today's call. And as a reminder, the audio from today's call will be recorded and produced into podcast segment, which will be made available to all interested participants on www.bionoricausa.com/Dr. Sears. Please check back to this website to see when this will be available.